I manage a portfolio of public equity investments. We have been studying the live entertainment and ticketing industry in Europe, where the two biggest, most relevant players, Live Nation and CTS Eventim, are publicly traded. I am trying to dig into market structure, competitive dynamics, and growth expectations. In this case, we will probably spend most of our time talking about Italy. When it comes to Ticketmaster and CTS Eventim, how important is music versus other types of events? Within music, how would you break it down in terms of festivals versus international and domestic acts? Some segmentation of the market would be helpful.
Music is the most relevant category in the Italian ticketing industry. Sport is also a big part of the pie, football being the main sport in Italy, but also other big events. In the music industry, the biggest players in Italy are Live Nation, with Ticketmaster on one side, and CTS Eventim, which is called Ticket One in Italy, on the other. They own a lot of Italian local promoters. Their structure is a little different versus ours because in our case, Live Nation owns Ticketmaster. The promoter owns the ticketing company. On the other side, CTS Eventim is the ticketing company that owns the promoters, which is a nice advantage for them because they own the main Italian promoter that manages almost all the Italian artists. They have exclusive access to sales on their artists. 95% of the Italian artists are sold on Ticket One because they are managed by these local promoters. The biggest one is Friends and Partners. Then there's also Vivo Concerti and D'Alessandro e Galli. They are all under the CTS Eventim Ticket One umbrella. They manage all these Italian artists. Sometimes they are bringing international artists to Italy, but that is Live Nation's main business. Live Nation is managing all the Italian global tours for international artists. And they also manage some big Italian artists like Vasco Rossi. In terms of different categories, single shows are the main category. The biggest revenues come from international artists, because the ticket price is always higher than Italian artists. We have a few big festivals in Italy, which are not like festivals abroad. Sometimes there are single shows on different days and we call them festivals. But they're not three-day shows. During June and July, we have the iDays Festival, organized by Live Nation, which are six shows on six different days during 2 months. It is not a real festival, but it is one of the main Italian festival highlights, because they sell around 400,000 tickets for this festival. There are also many local festivals around Italy, organized by local promoters. The main events and shows happen in Milan and Rome, and a few in southern Italy.
What was the third city you mentioned after Milan and Rome?
Naples. We had some shows like Coldplay in Naples, but it is tough in terms of logistics for global tours to reach southern Italy. Even Rome can be tricky. Going down to Rome, then back to Paris or Madrid for other shows, creates logistical challenges. That is the main complexity of the Italian market. In southern Italy, we have some local festivals with mainly Italian artists or DJs. Electronic music festivals during summertime like in Puglia and Bari. These are nice electronic music festivals, but not with huge names. If we have big names like Swedish House Mafia, Martin Garrix, or David Guetta, they usually play in northern Italy, never in the south. In terms of sports, football is the main Italian sport with many tickets and significant revenue. The main player selling these tickets is Vivaticket, an Italian local ticketing company that decided to specialize in sports. They focus their business on developing ticketing systems for football teams and have acquired almost all of them. Only a few teams work with Ticket One, but the biggest work with Vivaticket. This was not our focus in the last few years for Ticketmaster, but it is going to be a new business to develop in the next few years. We can start working more on sports, bringing the Ticketmaster sports product to the Italian market. We have already launched it, but we are going to start working more on acquiring new clients in the sports industry in the coming months.
What does the venue landscape look like?
The Italian market is very peculiar because promoters manage the ticketing industry. In other markets, often the venue decides where to sell tickets. The venue typically closes a deal with a ticketing company and sells all tickets through that system. Italy was never like that. The promoter rents a venue and chooses the ticketing system they want inside that venue. The venue has had zero control until now. CTS Eventim decided to build the first arena in Italy last year, the Milano Santa Giulia. which they are using for the Winter Olympic Games. They started the project with the municipality and the Italian government to build a new venue in Milan for the Olympics. It is going to be a CTS Eventim venue owned by them. And it has been built for live shows, not for sports. They are going to have the hockey games in the next 2 weeks. They built the ice rink, but the venue is designed for live shows.
How big is that venue?
It has a capacity of 16,000 people. Not huge, but in Milan there was basically only one other venue, Mediolanum Forum, which has 12,000 capacity. It is a CTS Eventim arena, equipped with the Ticket One ticketing system. That changes the scenario in Milan because if a local promoter wants to have a show inside Santa Giulia Arena, they also have to accept using the Ticket One ticketing system. They are binding the rent of the venue with the ticketing system. We will see how it goes as they are going to start doing live shows from May. After the Winter Olympics, they will need to close it, finish some work, then reopen it in May. They have already announced the first show, which is Ligabue, an Italian artist owned by Friends and Partners, which is owned by CTS Eventim. We will see how they start selling this venue to the Italian market and Italian promoters, and if the Italian promoters will accept their requirement to use Ticket One. In Italy, the promoter usually makes a decision based on the best deal they have closed with the ticketing company. It is going to be tricky, but it could change the cards on the table. Live Nation could also decide to open or buy venues in Italy. Live Nation currently manages one venue in Turin, but it is owned by the local municipality. They could decide to start building or buying new venues in Milan or Rome to make sure they can compete with CTS Eventim.
Aside from this new venue, what does the venue landscape look like in Milan and in Rome, aside from Santa Giulia?
In Milan, the biggest issue is that there are not many venues that can offer huge capacity. The largest is the Assago Forum with 12,000 people. Then you need to move to either a stadium, but only for summer shows. We have the San Siro Stadium, which can hold up to 60,000 people. Or you can move to the Ippodromo, which is a greenfield venue still in the city center with 80,000 capacity. Sometimes it is not the best option for certain shows because the production doesn't work with that kind of greenfield setup. There are no other venues you can use in Milan. There are small venues with 2,000 to 3,000 capacity, which are not suitable for Live Nation and big shows. Sometimes, if there are not enough options available in Milan, Live Nation moves shows to either Turin or Bologna, where there is another venue with 16,000 capacity. Otherwise, you need to move to Rome. In Rome, there is only one indoor venue that can host 14,000 people. The Olympic Stadium can host 65,000 people, depending on the stage, but only for summer shows. You can also go to the Circo Massimo, which is also a greenfield, and can host up to 60,000 people. They tried to experiment with another venue a little outside of Rome, which they used last year for a huge event with the Pope that hosted up to 200,000 people. But it is outside of Rome, so it is not the best option for fans because they need to travel to Rome and then travel to this other city, which is 45 minutes from Rome. There are no other big venues in Rome. Venues are probably not our strong point in Italy because they are old structures and not very big. Sometimes you need to do multiple shows to accommodate the demand, especially for international artists. Sometimes artists cannot do too many shows in Italy, so you can only do 2 Lady Gaga shows, while we could host 10. That is the main issue. Demand is no longer online, which has changed post-COVID. There are more requests from fans to attend live shows. Everyone wants to go to a Lady Gaga show, even if they are not a real fan.
Are most of those venues, aside from the new one in Milan, generally owned by the government, like the city or the municipality?
Usually they are owned by local owners, which are local companies in the city that develop these structures. Sometimes the local municipality has a percentage of the ownership of the venue, but they are fully managed by an external company. Stadiums are sometimes owned by the municipality or by the football team, so it depends on the stadium and the city. The Milan Stadium, for example, is owned by the municipality, but AC Milan and Inter are planning to build another stadium owned by them, so that part is changing. But usually the venues are owned and managed by local companies.
If you had to break down the total ticket sales for music events in Italy in a year, ignoring sports, what percentage would you say is international artists versus Italian artists?
The international artist percentage is increasing year over year. Live Nation are bringing more international artists to the Italian market. It is currently around 45% international and 55% Italian.
Is international growing faster than local?
They are definitely growing faster. There is more demand for international artists. The main issue is venue availability. Otherwise, it would be a higher percentage.
If you looked at Ticketmaster's share versus Ticket One, does Ticketmaster have any share in the local artists? What is your market share overall, and what is it for international versus Italian artists?
It is currently 70% international and 30% local, because Live Nation manages very few local Italian artists. On the other side, Ticket One, which is CTS Eventim, has 70% local and 30% international.
So the mix is inverse. Ticketmaster's revenue is 70% international, 30% local, and Ticket One is the opposite?
Correct, because there are so many Italian local artists, and all the biggest local promoters can drive all the traffic and revenues for Italian artists.
When a promoter is choosing a ticketing company, what is the criteria they are using? Is it price, capabilities, or brand awareness? What are the most important factors driving that decision? How do Ticketmaster and Ticket One compare on those criteria?
Ticketmaster can offer a better marketing proposal because we offer international visibility of the shows. We are in 39 countries, and when we publish an event on Ticketmaster Italy, it appears on all the other markets. We are able to attract many international fans to the Italian market. We are very good at selling the product not only on the Italian market, but also abroad, thanks to this presence in all the Live Nation countries. In terms of proposal and commercial offer, it is all about the pricing, how much we charge our services to the promoter, but also the type of services we can offer from a technological point of view, what we can deliver in order to sell the tickets of a show in the best way. For example, being able to manage specific pre-sales for specific sponsors, like MasterCard or Spotify. This kind of offering is a plus versus what Ticket One can offer. When we are talking about prices here in Italy, we have two fees we apply. There is an internal fee that is charged to the local promoter, and an external fee which is charged to the fan. We have a 7% fee which is applied to the total ticket price and paid by the fan. But we also have a 1 euro or 2 euro fee which is applied to the ticket price and paid by the local promoter. The deal is about finding the right fee for the local promoter. Sometimes they want to have the lowest fee possible. Sometimes they say it is okay to have a higher fee if you are investing more on a marketing plan, if you are sponsoring the event, if you are giving them a cash advance. It depends on what the desires of the promoter are, but that is always part of the deal.
I know every deal is different and bespoke, but on average, if I am a promoter in Italy and I get a bid from Ticketmaster and one from Ticket One, are the economics generally pretty similar, or is one of them consistently more favorable to the promoter than the other?
The standard in Italy is to charge an internal fee, which is 45% of the presale rights. The ticket price is split by the face value, the presale rights, and the fan fees. These presale rights are calculated on the face value and are usually 15%. If the face value was 100 euros, the presale rights would be 15 euros. In that case, applying 45% would make the internal fee 7 euros. That is the standard proposal. But if we are selling accessibility for that show, we start decreasing this percentage or applying a fixed amount like 1 euro. So we are taking only 1 euro from the 15 euro presale rights. There are many factors that can influence the discussion. It is all about whether we are getting the exclusivity of selling those shows or if we are getting just an allotment of tickets. How much of this allotment are we getting? Is it 50% of the total tickets on Ticketmaster or 70%, 80%? We adapt our proposal accordingly.
What about the capabilities? It is hard from the outside, not being a technical person. At the highest level, it seems like a ticketing system is fairly simple. You offer the tickets, people buy them, they get them, and they go to the show. But what are the main technical capability differences between Ticket One and Ticketmaster, and how much do they matter? Or would you say, at a high level, they are offering a similar set of capabilities?
There are some differences between our technology and Ticket One's, because we are developing faster than them being a multinational company. We have a bigger research and development team. Some capabilities are specific products that only we offer, like Platinum product, which is wrongly known as dynamic pricing. It is in some countries, but not in Italy. We have the capability of setting up different ticketing price levels on the same seat based on the demand of a show, which is something we can do because we have the technology. Ticket One cannot do that. We have the capability of managing artist pre-sales at a global level through artist sign-up features to easily manage these huge global sales that Ticket One cannot do. The other unique thing we have is Smart, which allows us to better manage and control the fans that are landing on our Ticketmaster website to purchase the ticket, especially for the big on sales, and to identify and prevent bot attacks. We can display the same show in 39 countries simultaneously, something they also cannot do. Those are probably the main differences in terms of tech, product, and capabilities.
One dynamic that other people have mentioned to me in Europe is reach, or brand awareness. People have argued that in certain European countries, Ticketmaster isn't as well known as whatever the dominant local ticketing company is. Therefore, they don't sell as many tickets because people either don't trust it. That doesn't make sense to me because I would think fans would go wherever they need to go to get the ticket for the show they want to go to. But this concept of reach and brand and distribution, is that a differentiator, Ticketmaster versus Ticket One within Italy? Obviously, globally, Ticketmaster has a much broader reach.
Italy is a peculiar market because Ticketmaster only entered the market in 2017. Between 2002 and 2017, there was only Ticket One. It was a full monopoly because they signed deals with all Italian local promoters, basically binding them to sell their tickets exclusively with Ticket One. In 2017, this approach was abandoned and revisited by the government because it was a full monopoly, which was unacceptable. Other ticketing companies like Ticketmaster were given a chance to enter the market. Initially, it was a huge problem in terms of brand awareness because no one knew who Ticketmaster was back in 2017, even though it was well known abroad as the biggest global ticketing company. It was complicated to set up good brand positioning and gain fans' trust, and that continued until 2022. We currently have 50% market share, so we are well known and there is no longer an issue of brand awareness in the Italian market. Obviously, our database is smaller than Ticket One's. If they send a newsletter to their subscribers, they can reach more people because they collected so many accounts during all these years. Everyone now knows that if a big international artist is coming to Italy, Ticketmaster is the place to go to find a ticket. They know they are going to have the pre-sales, so they can buy tickets before everyone else on Ticketmaster. And they can have a better fan experience in terms of how to purchase the tickets.
With 50% market share, it makes sense that it is no longer an issue.
At the beginning, it was a real challenge.
When you look at other European countries that Live Nation and Ticketmaster entered around that time, I think Germany was 2015, and I don't know about Switzerland and others. Getting to 50% share of Italy strikes me as one of the markets where Ticketmaster has been more successful. In Germany, I don't think they are anywhere near 50%, despite a similar amount of time. Has Italy been a more successful market entry than other European countries? And why is that?
Our strong relationship with Live Nation and how Live Nation is increasing their business in the Italian market helped us grow so quickly. Ticketmaster have exclusivity for all pre-sales, artists, Spotify, and MasterCard. All the fans are coming to Ticketmaster first. When we open the general sales, the remaining tickets will be on Ticket One. That obviously helped us a lot in growing our market share and increasing our brand awareness, and helped us close huge deals with many other local promoters. We closed a deal with friends and partners in Vivo Concerti, for example, which are owned by Ticket One, but they are still giving us 5% of their tickets because we are paying to have the Italian artists on our website. We found an agreement to sell those kinds of tickets because we are in Italy, so we need to have the Italian artists on our website. That is why we made a deal with them, and they accepted it. Obviously, it is all about money and buying that 5%, but it is still important for us in terms of growing our market share. We have worked a lot with local independent Italian promoters, both the small ones all in central and southern regions, and a few mid-sized promoters who are still producing shows. They are mainly based in Milan and include Trident Music, Barley Arts, or Factory. They are definitely smaller than Live Nation or Vivo Concerti, but still sell 100,000 tickets per year, which is not bad.
If you looked at the market shares of the promotion part of the market, how would that be split between Live Nation, CTS Eventim, and The Independents.
Live Nation is the biggest Italian promoter, the one selling most of the tickets for live shows. I would say around 55%. Then we have the Ticket One group, Vivo Concerti, Friends and Partners, and D&G, and they are covering the other 35%. Then we have some smaller local promoters based in Rome, Naples, Bari, Florence, Turin, Venice, and elsewhere. The 55% belongs to Live Nation due to the numbers they get from all the international artists.
Do you think one of the things that explains greater success for Live Nation and Ticketmaster in Italy than in other European countries is that Italy's mix of international artists is much higher, and that plays to your strength? Whereas in Germany or Switzerland or other countries, the market is much more skewed to local artists.
The other markets are probably not selling as many pre-sales, or maybe they have fewer international shows.
When you look at your data for the total market, what do you think live music in Italy has grown at? What was it growing at before COVID? What has it been growing at after COVID ended? And what do you expect for the next 3 to 5 years?
From our point of view, it was huge growth, something like 20% year over year.
What period is that?
Between 2022 and 2025.
We saw this 20% increase year over year with a huge increase in demand for international artists and more attendance of fans and non-fans to these shows. A lot more FOMO. I want to be there. I need to be there. So people are going to buy the ticket even if they are not a fan. This was probably a consequence of COVID or the new live shows industry.
Before COVID, concerts were about a singer playing and singing. Now it is all about the entertainment in terms of special effects, the stage, dancers, etc. That caused this huge increase in ticket sales, especially in the Italian market, where the mindset of "I need to be there" is predominant versus other markets. It is very cultural.
If you had to guess for the next period, from 2025 to 2030, do you think the market will keep growing at 20%, or will it slow down?
Probably not at the same pace. It will slow down slightly. But since ticket prices keep increasing, the revenues will keep growing at the same pace. We saw a huge increase in ticket prices between 2022 and 2025, plus 40%.
Was that 40% cumulatively over those 3 years?
Yes, it is huge.
But you don't think with volume and price you will see 20% annual growth? Do you see 15%? Or what number would you estimate?
Probably 10 to 15%. In terms of volume, that will generate probably 20% revenue anyway, which is fine for us. Less work to do and more revenue. This is due to the supply and demand no longer matching. All the promoters and artists started increasing prices year over year because they say we have a lot of demand anyway, so we are going to sell out. I'm not sure if at some point they are going to stop this ticket price increase. That is what we have seen over the last few years, but it has never happened before. We are generating so much revenue using our platinum product. With this dynamic pricing on specific artists, we know there is huge demand, so we know we can increase the ticket price to 3 times the original price, and the fans are going to buy them anyway. There is a lot of margin.
What is the predominant form of a ticket today in Italy? Is it literally a paper ticket that you print and mail to the fan? Is it a PDF that they print out at home? Or is it a true digital ticket that sits in some sort of wallet?
Right now, the predominant one is a PDF ticket. Obviously, we see fewer and fewer people printing it, but keeping it saved on their mobile phone. We also saw a huge increase in digital tickets that you can download and save in your Apple or Google wallet. Last year, we tested full shows with digital-only tickets, like Ed Sheeran. The Olympic Stadium in Rome was digital-only, and it worked. It is a matter of fans getting used to saving it there or in your app. Printed tickets are rare. Only a few artists such as Vasco Rossi still want printed tickets. It is very old style, obviously.
Do you print them and then mail it to people?
It is a nightmare because he sells a lot of tickets. There are times of the year where we sell thousands of printed tickets, but that is an exception. We have another product called Collector Ticket, which is slightly different, and we see it working well for specific artists. It is like a pass with a lanyard, so you can put it around your neck and use it to enter the venue, but also keep it and collect it. There's graphics and artwork of the show on one side, and your name, surname, QR code, and data are on the other side, which acts like a normal ticket. That option is not always available. It depends whether the artist activates it or not, but it is definitely a nice ticket to have.
Presumably, the market is going to shift more away from PDF and towards digital tickets over time. What is the economic significance of that for you? Do you make the same amount of money whether it is PDF or digital? Or is digital more or less profitable?
Digital tickets are currently better for us because we charge a fee on the digital tickets while we don't on the printed ticket. We are currently selling 20% digital tickets and 70 to 75% PDF tickets. When we shift these numbers, we will see if we can keep charging the fans on the digital ticket or not.
What would stop you from being able to charge that? Is that just a question of what the competition does? If you both keep doing it and adding that extra fee, it seems like people would have to pay it.
If we keep charging them for digital tickets, then it will be fine. If at some point Ticket One or other ticketing companies stop doing it because it is the most common and at some point the only delivery option, then obviously it is a bit tricky to charge for the only delivery option. How else should I get my ticket? Why should I pay if it is the only option to get it? I am already paying the commission and service fees. You are charging for something which is mandatory. You need to send me this ticket.
Looking forward at ticketing market share for Ticketmaster versus Ticket One, if you are at 50% today, how much do you think your share is going to increase over 5 years? What is your expectation for market share shift going forward?
It is going to keep increasing because we are going to differentiate the business more. We were more focused on music, live shows, and festivals, but in the future, we are going to try to get more exhibitions, sports, theaters, and attractions. There are a lot of big opportunities for Ticketmaster to grow, and we have better levers than Ticket One. We are confident we are going to keep increasing our market share. It is difficult to say exactly, but I would estimate music probably 70%. Then we can also get sports, attractions, exhibitions, theaters, and so on. We can steal a lot of business from them.
If you were running Ticket One and you said, "We are losing market share to Ticketmaster, just talking about music," what can they try to do to respond? I am sure building the venues is part of it. What else would they do to respond?
In terms of artists, they would either need to do a partnership with other international companies to bring international artists to the Italian market, like Live Nation, for example, or other huge ones. Otherwise, it is always going to be niche, bringing all these big artists and big revenues. The huge numbers from expanding Italian artists is not easy. You can be lucky one year and find emerging artists and fill stadiums all around Italy. That could happen, but it is very difficult. Maybe once a year or every 2 years you have that big Italian star or newborn star, but it is definitely not easy. They are in a tricky position. They should either start innovating from both a technical and marketing offer point of view to better compete in this market, or they are going to keep losing market share. They're an old company managed by old people who were managing a monopoly before. They never thought other companies would compete with them. I believe they are still thinking like that, even though we are gaining market share year over year, and every euro we make is 1 euro we are stealing from them. We are talking about millions now. I strongly believe that their management still thinks they are unbeatable, and they are still the market leaders across Europe. That will probably only last a few more years, because they are market leaders only because during these years, we were focusing on live shows and live music. Now we are going to start bringing in other clients and working on other lines of business that they manage on their own, like exhibitions, attractions, theaters, and some sports. When we start stealing that kind of business, it is going to be a huge problem for them. They have over 100 employees in Italy. It is a very heavy structure for them in terms of costs. It is not going to be easy for them.